In the late 1960s, Will Allen was a star basketball player at the University of Miami. Standing 6'7" tall with broad shoulders, Allen made it to the pros. It wasn't the NBA, but rather the old American Basketball Association, where NBA stars like Julius Erving and Dan Issel first earned a professional paycheck. Ask Allen about the ABA, and you'll find his memories are bittersweet. He says he liked the camaraderie, but on the downside, Allen says the rotating colors of the league's red, white, and blue basketball were a distraction.
I would always look at the ball instead of the rim. So I really hated that ball.
Allen also disliked the ABA's creaky financial condition. After his team, the Miami Floridians, folded, Allen went to play in Europe. During his 3 years playing in Belgium, Allen began to connect with local farmers and talked with them about how he'd grown up on a small farm in Maryland.
On the last team I played for, I asked them to get me a place in the country, and I got 25 chickens, and I started growing some vegetables. At Thanksgiving, I would invite all the other American players that were playing on other teams over to my house.
His success at feeding his fellow players led Allen to think of a post-basketball career growing food.
We're going to get started on a tour. Probably be a few more people joining us.
34 years later, Allen leads visitors on a tour of Growing Power, his two-acre organic farm in a low-income neighborhood in Milwaukee. It has about a dozen greenhouses where herbs and vegetables are grown year-round. In one of the greenhouses, water is recycled and used to raise fish. Allen scoops a net into a tank and brings up about 15 pink and gray-colored tilapia.
That's a lot of protein to be able to get into people's homes and into their bellies. And we can get this fish from our systems into people's homes in like one day.
Outside the greenhouses, there's a digester to grind food waste, huge compost piles, and several goats and turkeys. Allen taps on the turkey's pen to get them to sound off. Allen says these are heirloom turkeys, an older variety of bird prized for their flavor.
And what we'll do is raise these, hold them over another year, do more breeding until we're able to get a big flock of those turkeys going here.
Growing Power also has other sites in Milwaukee, an operation in Chicago, and 8 regional training centers in the U.S. 2 years ago, the Chicago-based MacArthur Foundation awarded Allen with a $500,000 genius grant. Last year, former President Bill Clinton called Allen one of his heroes. This year, Allen made a trip to the White House for an anti-childhood obesity effort led by First Lady Michelle Obama. And this month, Time magazine named Allen one of the most 100 influential people in America. That led to another ceremony in Milwaukee.
This is the Key to the City of Milwaukee, presented to Will Allen, Milwaukee's urban farmer of Growing Power Incorporated. Will.
That's Milwaukee's Environmental Sustainability Coordinator, Eric Schamberger. He says Allen is making a difference in the city, providing nutritious meals for some of the tens of thousands of local residents who live in poverty.
You got to start small, and what I love about what's happening here is it really truly is a grassroots movement. It's really on us as a community to pull together and make it have a dent in the fast food nation.
The recognition Allen has received has helped him tap into some support from local and national corporations, but Allen says he needs to step up his outreach to another group that seems to have financial resources, NBA players. Allen says he's not convinced that today's pro basketballers always remember the poor in urban neighborhoods.
Many of these players are African-American that dominate pro basketball. Many of them come from those poor communities. As to look at those communities in a more holistic way and see how they can help lift up those communities with their fame and their fortune, somebody helped you. We seem to forget that a lot of times.
But any request Allen makes to the local pro basketball team, the Milwaukee Bucks, may have no better than mixed results. Following a team practice this spring, Bucks player representative Charlie Bell said he gives money to help fight melanoma and understands that too many kids eat junk food. But Bell says players have lots of people asking them for help. Bell, who grew up in poverty-stricken Flint, Michigan, says his main priority is helping his family.
You know, having kids myself and having a family myself, my first and foremost, you know, my goal is to make sure that my kids are going to be okay. And then you try to, you know, help as many people as possible.
And even if it takes a while for Will Allen to get more pro players to help his cause, Allen plans to expand Growing Power. One of his projects is to put up a 5-story building in Milwaukee and grow crops inside it. Allen says his vertical farm would maximize space and make it possible to grow even more food in densely populated urban areas.
And this will give us an opportunity to show that we can cash flow this and that this will be the template, the inspiration to put up more of these around the country in areas that don't have a large footprint of land.
If Allen succeeds with the vertical farm, that may earn him more accolades. Allen says growing up, he didn't think he'd be better known for farming than for playing sports.
I knew I had some leadership qualities because I was always the leader of my basketball team. But to have the opportunities that I've been given, especially recently, to be able to use those opportunities in a positive way is kind of where I'm at. To stay very grounded, and this kind of work that I do keeps you very grounded, you know.
And that comes from a man who used to play above the rim. I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.